Hey, nosy neighbors, it's Miss Jessica, the girl next door. It's time for your nosy neighbor news for Tuesday, March 26th. All right, you all may have heard that Cardi B is applying to have her catchphrase, I don't know if I can do it right. She's applying for it to have it trademarked. But there's a ton of people who say that the rapper didn't invent the word. Some nosy neighbors have receipts to show that the word was first used in 2014 on RuPaul's Drag Race by one of her contestants. Another nosy neighbor pointed out that the actress Laura Bell Bundy also used it in her 2010 YouTube sketch comedy. All right, the Millennium Tour is going ahead full steam with B2K, but there's one member that keeps acting up. During a recent performance in Nashville, Raz B had a meltdown and walked off the stage. According to him, he says that he doesn't like the intro to a song and his headset and microphone were not working properly. Raz B's meltdown comes just days after he quit and then rejoined the group all within 24 hours.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Lil Uzi Vert hopped on Instagram to let fans know that he is back in the studio and ready to make some music. The rapper previously complained about the direction of his music career as well as problems with his record label and said that he was done as a musician. Roc Nation stepped in to help Lil Uzi Vert with his label problems. So he is back making music. Congratulations are in order for Kalani. The 20-year-old R&B singer gave birth to a baby girl. She named her Adia Nomi. She gave birth to her in the bathroom of her home in a non-medicated birth. She posted a picture of a baby blanket to her Instagram page and thanked followers for their support during her pregnancy. She also said that having an unmedicated childbirth was the absolute hardest yet most powerful thing that she has ever done. Happy birthday to Diana Ross. I'm Miss Jessica, the girl next door. That is your Nosy Neighbor News.
Power 98. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.